reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all, but he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope. The Gospel of the Lord. Oh, imagine it was a summer day and a friend of yours is stretched out on the porch looking and feeling quite content. You might pass by and ask, "What are you doing?" "Nothing." You rush off to do all sorts of errands, and a few hours later you return, having been busy about everything. You see your friend still stretched out and contented while there are lots of chores to be done. You could almost hear the conversation as you put your hands on your hips. "You're still doing nothing?" "I'm not finished yet." Today's readings are about waiting on the Lord in contemplation, knowing that God is not finished with us yet. God will lead us if we take time to listen and follow. In fact, we probably would be even more productive having taken the time. In the first reading, we hear of the Exodus, which happened after a wait of 430 years. There is a call to keep vigil or to wait for where and how our God leads us. But the Gospel, according to Matthew, seems to speak more to our reality. In some ways, we're probably more like the Pharisees than we'd like to admit. They had an agenda as to how God was to act and how the good Jew was to act. Don't we have our agendas with God as well? "God, you should heal this person who is sick. Get this person a job. Win the game. Pass the test. Help me to..." Jesus had just healed again on the Sabbath. And to the Pharisees, not only did it upset the economy of salvation, of who was sinner and could forgive, but it broke the rules. What happens when Jesus doesn't respond as we scripted? Jesus let the Pharisees wait for another day and attended to those in need. He moved to the countryside. He knew inside out the needs of the poor, those sick and labeled sinner. He wanted them to experience how chosen and cherished they were by God, how much God delighted in their presence. And so he heals them. He showers God's justice upon them without playing into power plays. He waits his time, shows God is present, and loves those chosen in the eye of the Creator. We too have been healed and chosen in baptism to show the love God showers upon all who call. Like those in the desert in the Exodus, we are called to wait on God to show us the way for us to be that presence to others. We are not chosen for our own sake, but that the love of God be shared and justice fill the earth. But how are we to do that? We need to keep vigil in contemplation so we know how to act, and then to take action. Our world is filled with many needs. People cry out for justice, peace, hope, jobs, and we must respond. But to what? And how can we use the gifts that only we have to give? Maybe our response is to the needs of people ravaged by war, to care for the earth, the cause of peace, signing petitions, calling legislators, helping to find jobs or food for the poor. But I find sometimes it's easy to email a politician or to give to someone far away. I can feel justified. I just sent out that email for Amnesty International or for some other cause. But Jesus touched those around him. And it's often harder to forgive, heal, and respond to the needs and the actions of our families, our communities, and in our workplace, especially when we have a different agenda and, like the Pharisees, want to eliminate the problem. We need to respond to world events and to a global situation. But today, let us take time to wait on the Lord in active listening for God in all those around us, especially those with whom we have trouble. May we listen to hear the truth in whatever they speak beyond our agendas. May we find the passion of God in us to change and grow, that the good news of God's love and justice may be known by all, for God's mercy endures forever.